On.
Good morning, everyone. It is October 21st, 2020, and I'm going to talk about my experience being poly. Finally. Everybody who wants to hear the experience is going to hear about it. All right. So, I met these two people on this app called Dabble. It was last year. It was May. I think it was like end of May, early June. It had to be because I was, it was like June, I think, actually, because I didn't go on the app until like May 24th. And the only reason I remember that is because I had a doctor's appointment that day. So that was interesting. Anyways, that's an interesting way to remember something. Oh yeah, I remember that day because I had a doctor's appointment. Yeah, that's welcome to the inner workings of my brain. All right, so I was I was on the app, and for those who don't know what it is, because it's not available on Android, don't waste your time trying to find it. You're not gonna. It's an audio streaming app that's kind of like YouTube Live meets possibly Periscope or like something to that effect. It's, I always call it the audio Periscope because you can stream for 2 hours. It's audio only, thank the Lord. And it is, it is, you can invite people to talk or they can comment via text, and yeah, so I met these two, and for sake of not being a dick, I will call them Jack and Jill. Even though, quite frankly, it wouldn't matter if I outed them or not, because I'm sure there are people with their names all over the place. But I'm not going to do that, because two wrongs don't make a right, people. They make a fucking left turn. And I'm tired of left turns. So, here we go. And we talked. And we got to know each other. And this is interesting. In March of this year, was it? Yes, it was this year. Time is irrelevant. In March of this year, we got together. And, like, as I later had found out, because they eventually did tell me the truth, they were only with me, or they were only friends with me because they wanted to be with me. They weren't friends with me to be my friend. Which, that's not how relationships work. I'm sorry, but no, you are friends with the person, and if something blossoms from that, then great, but don't just, God. Anyways, some people, man. All right, so then in April, I think it was April, possibly end of April. Yeah, it had to be, because, like, or beginning of May, maybe, because I think my wand was sent at the end of April. So anyways, we got into an argument about consent, and what consent means, and contracts, and legal stuff, and whatever, and, like, they both were just being stupid about the whole thing, and I ended up blocking them for like 6 hours and yelling at them because they're idiots. Anyway, and shortly after that, Jill specifically sent me a podcast of this gentleman I don't have permission to use his kink identity, and I really don't want to, and I really don't want to use his real name, because we will call him my sir for the sake of fucking argument, okay? We're just gonna do that, because I can't think of a name that best suits him, because his name is his name, and I'm not gonna do it this. And I'm not outing him, because that's not nice. Okay. For the sake of argument, we won't call him my sir. We will call him sir. Okay. So. It was a podcast, and I listened to it, and I was like doing fist pumps in the air the whole time, and I always joke with myself that one day I'm going to do them, and I'm going to smack myself in the face with my fist, because the first time that I listened to it, I was laying on my bed, which is what I'm doing right now, ironically enough. And I was like, oh my god, finally! Somebody I actually fucking agree with. That doesn't happen very often. And I messaged him, and I always joke. I always, like, when somebody brings it up, I always... Well, I can't say I always do it, because it depends on where they bring it up. But if they bring it up, especially on Twitter, I will go find the SpongeBob GIF that says several hours later and be like, yeah, that's what happened. I messaged him several hours later, and I don't know, I just think that GIF just explains everything. And I will, and I messaged him and I said whatever I said. I don't even know what I said. I think it was something to the effect of, that was a really good podcast. I appreciate everything you said, and I totally agree with everything you said, and yay. Like, I don't know. Who knows? I don't think it was quite like that, though. I think I was very shy and intimidated and stuff. Who knows? I don't know, because this is a new podcast, so I don't have it. I do not have it. At all. It is in the void somewhere, lost without a trace. Alright, so I messaged him and I said whatever I said, and it caught his attention. Why? Who the hell knows? Only he does. But I messaged him and I told him all the things, and he ended up joining all my places. If you're listening to this, I really do miss you in all my places. I know it probably will never happen, because, yeah, but I just want you to know that I miss you in all my places, okay? Okay. And I'm not just saying this because I'm tired. I really do. I do. Anyways. Yeah, I'm gonna end up getting my feelings out. This is gonna be very therapeutic. So I start talking to him, and he's added to a Facebook Messenger group chat thing, and we all start talking to each other and whatever, building a whatever that was. And one day, like, it was like a month after this happened, one day, somebody somewhere in the group chat said something about a spanking, and I said I wanted one. And he was like, and I'm sure by this point, he probably knew that my exes were, not good people, or at least one of them wasn't good people. And he... But he still said I would have to get permission to do that from your partners, which I found that to be very admirable, because not many people fucking do that shit. Like, people just kind of like do what they want, when they want, how they want, which is not how BDSM works. So, I told him that he could do that if he really, really wanted to, because we had an agreement that if I found somebody else that I wanted, then, you know, it'd be okay. And he messages me privately, and he, I forget what he said, but I know the word little one, the phrase little one was in there, and I fucking, like, melted into a puddle on the floor, because, yeah, of course I did. But, then we started talking, and he asked me if I had my eye on anyone, and I could have been a smartass and been like, no, but I had my ear on somebody, because I never saw him, except for in my mind. Does that even count? Probably not, but I did see him in my head. I just heard his voice. I didn't actually touch him. There. I didn't touch him. That'd be kind of fun. Anyways, to, like, touch somebody's other phone. Just, like, touch your phone and then you can touch the person that's on the other end. Ooh, that'd be weird. Never mind. That's creepy. Okay. This is where my sleep-deprived brain goes. To weird places. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know that I would want some random person just, like, touching me. That would be weird. Very, very weird. Okay. Let's backtrack. Just, let's try to forget that that was even said. Alright. So, he asked me if I had my eye on anyone, and I said yes. But I was too shy to, like, approach them, because, of course, I was. I still am. I will always be shy. There is no cure for shyness. At least not my shyness. There might be a cure for everybody else's shyness, but there damn sure ain't one for mine. So anyway, he said, like, shyness was cute or some shit. And then, like, we talked, like, pretty much all day. And into the night. And then he asked me if I would like to be his sub. And then he asked me again. And then both times I said yes. And the next morning I told Jack and Jill that Sarah was my sub, my dom. Oh god. If he was my sub, that'd be weird. No. Nope. 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 We're not even gonna touch that one. So, Jill seemed very happy about the situation, but Jack was jealous. Jack was like, fucking, think, like, boy version of Elena Lincoln from 50 Shades of Grey. That's what I think of when I think of Jack. Okay, that right there. Alright, so, yeah, I know that's probably not the best reference, but here we are. That's what we came up with. That's what we're going to stick with. So,
that
night, or the night after something, I had been awake since like 4 a.m. and I was dealing with all kinds of shit. Some like family stuff was going on, and then I was dealing with trying to navigate Polly and trying to figure out this relationship and trying to figure out the inner workings of Discord, which, yeah, I've pretty much figured all that out. 4 months later, I have figured it out. Yay! was really tired. And I had said so much in my disbanded Discord server that nobody goes on anymore. There's only like 7 people in there. And most of them are in the new server. So I can't like delete it. It's stuck there forever. Which is kind of good, because I like, there's one particular message I like to read. And I have to scroll way back to find it, but it is so fucking worth it. Anyway, yeah, I know. I'm just sounding like a stalker. It's fine. I really don't mean it to sound like a stalker, but I know it does sound like a stalker, but it's okay. I wouldn't actually stalk somebody, just so we're clear, because that's weird. And I'm not trying to go to jail. But anyways, so I had said that I was sleepy in my Discord server, and he asked me why I was sleepy, and I said it had been a long day. And I think he called me and it asked me what was going on, and I told him sort of what was going on, because there was a lot going on, and I didn't want him to like be freaked out over stupid petty jealousy shit, because like he's much older than Jack and Jill, and he didn't have time for all that mess, so I was like trying to avoid that. That sounds creepy. Ooh, I don't know what's going on out there, but that sounds weird. Alright, so, like, after, talking to him, I called those two back, and they were, like, Jill was very kind and courteous and accepting and all that, but Jack was still being a douche. And I get a text, and it says, I want you in bed by 10 p.m., no phone, tablet, etc. And I'm sure I could have said no, or I don't want to do that, or whatever, but I didn't. I said okay. I wish I had the willpower to, like, do this rule by myself, because, like, I do not have the willpower, and it sucks, because, like, this, like, no, I try to, it is not for lack of trying. I will put my phone on the charger at 10 p.m. and lay down and go to sleep. It's the staying asleep part that's hard. It doesn't work anymore. It has not worked for like at least 2 weeks. At least. And it is awful. And it makes me sad. Because of course it does. Because my brain is just whacked. Anyways. So after that, they would tell, like, I was like, oh, he set me a bedtime. Like, that's, like, I knew what he was doing. I'm not an idiot. I was like, aw, that's kind of nice. Like, he cares. So, they were trying to tell me that it was abusive and mind control and blah, 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 blah. All this stuff that's just ridiculous. I don't even remember all of it. But abusive and mind control, I definitely remember. Because, like, yeah. And I was like, I know why he's doing it. And they were like, yeah, because he wants to, like, go out and do his own thing. And he doesn't want you, like, around to bother him at night. And I'm like, no. First of all, if he didn't want me around to bother him at night, he could just, like, you know, leave his phone at home. Second, he doesn't strike me as the type of person to, like, go around and be a cheater pumpkin eater, okay? Like, he doesn't... No. Come on, dude. Stop being stupid. Oh my god, these people. Anyway, so... Yeah, they were like, you don't know what he's doing when you go to sleep. That's true. I don't know what he does when I'm sleeping. I don't really care. I didn't care then, and I don't really care now. As long as he's being safe and not hurting himself or others, I don't really care what he does. I can't stop him anyway. I mean, even if things worked out, I couldn't stop him if I wanted to. It's kind of hard to do that when you're, you know, really, really far away from a person. You can't really do a whole hell of a lot. Anyway, so, yeah, they tried to say all kinds of shit. So anyway, after that happened, like, the next day, I think it was the next day. Either the next day or the day after that. I can't really remember, but... they had made me decide to choose which of the two of them I wanted. Which is not... Ugh. Yeah. So, I couldn't do it. Because I blindly loved those two, and I definitely loved him. And so how do they pay me back for that? They out me. Why? Because they say that it was because I couldn't make a decision and they were worried about me. Which I think is complete bullshit. They were jealous because I think deep down in their little tiny souls, they knew exactly what decision I was making. And they didn't want me to make that decision. They were worried about my safety, they said. But clearly, I'm still alive. Okay? I have not died. Nobody has stolen me away or whatever fucking nonsense y'all be coming up with in your head. So I so he like so Sir left me for a while. And, you know, people don't really get why he left, but I completely, like, I understand. Did it suck? Abso-fucking-lutely it sucked. It sucks right now. Sucks big time. Sucks big fucking blue bald donkey dick with an extra side of something. Okay, I can't really think of anything, but something that sucks. Anyways, so he and I eventually ended up starting to talk. And this is where things started to change. For better or for worse. Who knows? But I was talking to my best friend. And I sometimes we would kind of use each other for moments of clarity. Because when you are either one of us two and you talk things out. It's much better when you have somebody who is like listening to you and is like helping you see things in a different way than what you were seeing them. Whereas talking about it over a phone screen is not always the best answer. Sometimes you have to hear things for yourself or hear yourself say them out loud before you can actually come to terms with things. And I was telling her about how Sir does what he does versus how Jack and Jill did what they did. And she said, you know, I don't even know this guy, but I think Sir is better for you than they are. And I think she would still say that. And so I started talking to him again. And it started because I sent him a podcast that I did with her called Vanilla's Perspective about BDSM, which actually ended up being like a 10-minute discussion about BDSM, and then the rest of it was just like nonsense. But it was so worth it, and I would totally want to do it again. So yeah, and then Jack called me because Jill had something to do. And I was talking to Sir, and I said, like, I don't remember what I said, but he was like, yeah, I think you should, this was like the day after Father's Day, I believe. Or like 2 days after Father's Day. But he was like, yeah, I think you should just like end it. And so we're talking, and he was kind of guiding me through the whole process of doing so. And I did. Because for those 2 weeks before Sir started talking to me again, I tried super, 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 super hard to forgive them for outing me. And try as I might, I couldn't do it. I could forgive them for doing it to me, but I couldn't do it. I could not forgive them for doing that to him. Because me, fine, whatever, but he has a lot more going for him than I do. And at this current moment, anyways. And I do not want to see somebody's life get torn to shreds because you're fucking jealous. And I'm honestly hoping that that didn't happen. I mean, I doubt that it did, but also, like, I still kind of have that fear that it did. Or could. Ugh. And I hate it. I hate it. I hate that it ever fucking happened. So then, they messaged me the whole fucking day. They messaged me and like FaceTimed me and like emailed and every like form of communication that you could think of, they were fucking doing it. Like, it was nuts. And they said some not nice things, and I ended up blocking them. And they emailed me and said happy birthday, but that was it. Like, And I said, thanks. And that was the end of that. Like, yeah. But then, Sarah and I got back together, and I was super happy. And thinking about things, I think I'm gonna have to concur with, like, everybody that I know and say that I have never been happier with anybody else. There, I don't really know what it is or what it was or what it could be, but there's something about him that every time I think of something that happened between the two of us, normally I would get pissed off and mad and, like, be that person. But I smile and I live in that moment for as long as I can. I have two boxes of Harry Potter jelly beans that I got, like, last year at this Candyland thing that's in Maryland, I believe. Yeah. They had Harry Potter jelly beans, so of course I snatched them. I snatched, like, four boxes, I think I snatched four. But I have two of them, and my plan was, and damn it if I'm not gonna make it happen one day, and if I don't, somebody will, I hope. My plan was, when I saw him, I was going to ask him if he wanted a jelly bean, and hopefully he would have said yes, and then I would have, like, given him one and hoped that it would have been a good one, but also kind of hoped it would have been a bad one, because it would have been hilarious. But it's things like that that just, they make me smile when I pick them up, and I think about the funny outcomes that could happen. Or, you know, just all the funny things. Or the silly things. Or the just downright stupid things that, like, you know, him calling me kitten because he wants to crush that kitten. That's stupid. I don't think that's why. Or, you know, that because you're not on his or anyone else's podcast, that your relationship is somehow less of a relationship because you're not together 24/7 doing whatever it is that people do when they're together. Or that, you know, he didn't even ask to pay for Loving BDSM's Patreon. I'm not
going to have somebody do that. If they want to do that, fucking more power to them. But no, I'm not going to have somebody do that. Even if we weren't living in weird times of money being tight for some people, I still wouldn't do it. Nope. So that stuff just makes me smile or giggle or both. And I don't really know what's gonna happen, but the one thing that I do know is that even though the Polly thing was a fucking clusterfuck, and this book has come to an end, I have hope that there will be one more chapter. At least. Maybe it's childish hope, or naive hope, or silly hope, but if you don't have hope, you have disappointment. And I don't really want to be disappointed. Not right now, anyway. I want to be happy. And thinking of all the good things that happened with this experience. Like meeting somebody who taught me what a dom is supposed to be like. Makes me happy. So. Yeah. I'm not gonna get all cheesy and weird and nuts. But if you are listening to this, sir, I do hope you know that the things you taught me aren't going to go unnoticed or unimplemented. And I do hope one day that I can give you a hug, at least. Maybe not a jelly bean, but definitely want to give you a hug. And tell you all the things I'm not going to tell you on this podcast, because they're really cheesy and I don't want to make people vomit. So yeah, but I definitely do hope that you're listening, and I definitely do want to give you a hug. And I I'm cautiously optimistic. So, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm definitely cautiously optimistic, and I hope that things work out for the better for everybody involved. So, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. If you, and by you, I mean you as a general statement, not just one you, want the link to my Discord, you can either find it on my subreddit or my Twitter, or you can ask if you want to join my subreddit. It is the Red Room of Kink, because In these troubling times, who doesn't want or need a Red Room of Kink? Or you can follow me on Twitter at LunaTheKitten92. And until next time, I will see you guys later. Keep it kinky and be yourself and be a positive member of your community and be safe and don't hurt yourself and have a great rest of your week. Bye, guys.
Mic is on. Button. Mic is off.